Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Now, as luck would have it, we're staying in Kerry because it's the final part of the tourism series for us, and our reporter Brian O'Connell is in County Kerry this morning. Where exactly are you, Brian?
God, how do I follow that, Claire?
I don't know. I'm
here on the pier in Dingle, trying not to laugh. It's an eerily quiet Dingle, beautiful morning, but it's really weird because it's the first time walking down the streets in Dingle that some locals were doing a double take almost when I passed, because obviously I'm not local, so it's really not often you stand out in Dingle by being a visitor, such as this strange new world we're living in. And of course, Dingle here has had a double whammy. It's dealing with COVID, but also dealing with their beloved Fungi, who would seem has passed on, although one local in a shop this morning suggested to me maybe he's only gone to England for the vaccine. So it's a really big shift locally. Some businesses trying very hard to adapt. They're all hoping they're going to get some sort of domestic season this summer, but I suppose it's all eyes on next year for international tourism.
So Brian, you're going to take us through a day in Dingle as a tourist, and we're going to begin with poor old Fungi, as you mentioned. There's no boats going anywhere now anyway, but what will happen when restrictions are lifted?
Well, I suppose, sure, haven't they a walrus now to build a whole industry around? Who needs Fungi?
Yes, indeed.
I mean, everyone knew Fungi wasn't going to last forever, but there has been this incredible tourist product, partly built around boat trips to see Fungi. But there were signs that people were kind of moving to different kinds of tourism. They were hoping different types of trips will now be as popular. I suppose we have to remember many of those who got involved with tours were into fishing beforehand, so they had adapted before and they're going to adapt again. I met Jamie Flannery. Jamie's family are involved in various tourist businesses locally. He's very confident post-Fungi and post-COVID that the business is going to come back. It has been hugely challenging, of course. Now, we met at the pier where most of their boats are sadly tied up.
So we're here on Dingle Pier, a very quiet Dingle Pier at the moment. It's the middle of March now and there's still nobody really around the town bar the locals. So very eerie atmosphere at the moment.
So you're having to deal with COVID, but you're having to deal with obviously Dingle post Fungi as well.
Look, we always knew that the day was going to come, and luckily he was here since 1983 for 37 fantastic years. My whole family have been involved in the business down through the years.
So how do you plan for the summer ahead?
That's difficult. I mean, at the moment, we're just planning that hopefully we'll be able to open like last summer again, with all safety precautions in place.
Is it going to be reasonable in Dingle?
I mean, we haven't increased our prices on board our boats for the last couple of years, and we're offering the same service for the last couple of years. And
do you think there'll still be the same demand for people to get on a boat even though Fungi won't be there?
Absolutely. I think, look, Fungi was a fantastic...
No, you've a walrus now, of course.
Of course, yeah.
What about government then? I suppose they couldn't have done more for you.
Look, I think there has been fantastic supports put in place.
Are you getting any sense of the international visitors, American tours? Are they contacting you? Are they planning ahead? We know it takes... I mean, Americans aren't just going to come this June or July. You know, they plan in advance.
Yeah, we've had a few international customers who had provisionally booked for last year that were deferred to this season, and then they're deferring to next season again.
What about poor old Fungi then? Will there be a Fungi festival?
Obviously, the boats that would have gone out to see Fungi will be operating other tours, be it around the harbour to offer a harbour cruise where you would get to see, get a guided history and scenery tour on board. And also they're looking at the prospects of going further out into the harbour as well.
And he could be just cocooning, he could end up back.
We don't know. I mean, nobody has the answer. This is the thing. He could be cocooning, as you said, or he could have travelled up the country and could be back again. We never know. It's just, this is the unanswered question.
Why would he leave Dingle?
Why would he leave Dingle? You're the best part of Ireland.
Jamie Flannery there. And from there, Brian, you went on a whisky tour.
I suppose I wanted to replicate a typical tourist day in Dingle. So after a boat tour, you might want to warm up. Where better than Dingle Distillery? It's been producing whisky now for a few years and doing very, very well. This really is a growing industry in terms of tourism, and they were flying. This was to be a big year in terms of tour numbers and sales. And I suppose whisky will continue to be distilled, but the tours are paused, as Graham Cool, who's distillery manager at Dingle Distillery, told me.
You see all the production area in front of you, the mash tun, the washbacks, and the three stills for the triple distillation.
Okay, so this is the what we call the bar area, and this would have been the hub of the tours up until pre-COVID. It helps us build the brands. We would get up to 15,000 tourists through.
15,000, so this year what are you looking at? Give me your best case scenario.
You know, we would hope to get, you know, a few thousand people through, even if we can start halfway through the year. Making whiskey is all about looking into the future and trying to guess.
Good luck with that.
I know. We've never experienced anything like this. You know, we haven't stopped production, we haven't slowed down at all. We're still producing whiskey as we normally did, because the whiskey being produced now is for 5-10 years' time. Uh-huh. So hopefully then we're back in a better place.
What has Dingle been like without tourists?
You know, we've never seen Dingle as quiet. It was busy in the summer. We saw it almost at normality. To walk the streets and when you're the only people on the street, it's very, very strange.
And in terms of whiskey sales, what have they been like in the past year?
Whiskey sales haven't been too bad, because we're selling whiskey abroad, we're selling whiskey online. The growth is huge. I think we're up to nearly 40 distilleries. Dingle was the first of the new ones, so you know, we're only 8 years old. So as I say, whiskey's a long-term game, so you know, you can take short-term hits like this and still survive. But definitely going to be exciting times for Irish whiskey in the next 5 to 10 years.
Exciting times ahead. That's the boat trip and the whiskey, Brian. What about food?
There was a really growing food culture in Dingle in recent years. Murphy's ice cream, local coffee shops as well. Some great restaurants were starting to go beyond the usual fish and steak dishes. I suppose the big difficulty now is trying to keep staff. It struck me quite a few places have signs up looking for staff, Claire, and trying to get accommodation is going to be very, very difficult in a very condensed season. One of the newer food offerings was the Fish Box. It's another Flannery. It's Michael Flannery this time. Opened in 2018, and the idea was very simple. They owned the boat, they caught the fish, they cooked it and they served it. But they had quite a difficult first year, I think, finding their feet. Second year was really, really good, but now everything is on hold. We went inside a very empty restaurant.
So here's the Fish Box. We opened our doors in August 2018. 2019 was chaotic. We just had queues. As soon as the summer came, queues and queues. And we obviously finished that season and said, right, we're going to need maybe a bigger kitchen area and more dining. Did a big job January 2020.
Stuff. You were just, all set.
Yeah, just set up to really hit the ground running. And we had been open for maybe, I think, 3 or 4 weeks. And obviously closed then with COVID. Just the sales of seafood has plummeted. So we were left with a good bit of fish and found it hard to sell it. So what we've been trying to do here now is process a lot of our own seafood. We prepare it, we cook it, and we serve it.
People had got in touch with me in the last few weeks when I was doing these reports, and they were saying to me, people who were living in areas now, rents have gone, not through the roof, but certainly have increased.
Oh, of course, like, yeah, it has, like, and, you know, that's the thing with holiday homes. Like, when people have them, they obviously don't want to, when they can't look after them themselves, they don't want to rent them out to a secondary party. But, and not only can we don't have accommodation to provide, but it's extremely difficult for us to find accommodation for these staff members. So it's difficult.
So what's the year going to look like?
For us, we are just trying to keep going. After Fungi leaving this year, I think if we don't get a season, I think people it'll be fairly low. With the help of God, if we even got the same season as last year. But what we really don't want is to open up and then a reclosure.
Brian, you did speak to somebody living locally who isn't as optimistic for businesses.
Originally from the States, living here for quite some time, she actually feels some businesses may have a difficulty coming back. She told me first that not having tourists locally meant that it was a great chance to enjoy the area for themselves.
It's been kind of a blessing. People are very excited to get a chance to explore Dingle, because these people don't get to see the summer. They get to, you know, deal with all the tourists and things like that, but now they can get out and enjoy this place.
But you were making the point to me there that you've noticed there are a number of people from out of town, if you like.
Yeah, I think lots of people are sick of being locked in and are breaking the rules at this point.
It's funny, because I was walking around here and I thought I have never seen Dingle as quiet.
I know, but there's no parking spaces on the street, which is kind of what happens during tourist season.
And are you reliant on tourism to make a living?
No.
Okay. It's strange, isn't it? Like, an area that, you know, the main economic driver has been tourism for however long, and suddenly it's paused.
Yeah, it's been a strange year for sure. And I think all these little retailers are in big trouble going forward. You know, people have learned to buy online. They've learned to drink at home. I think people are going to be nervous about being back in the pubs and being all squished in together.
But do you not think people are craving that? That almost, that's exactly what people are going to want. You're not sure? That's interesting.
I'm not sure, yeah. I don't think we're going to go back to normal. You know, I don't think we're going to have long waits in the doctor's office. I don't think we're going to be squished into the movie theater very easily. It's going to be a different kind of atmosphere, I think. I don't know.
That's Brian O'Connell's report there from Dingle.